Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. All right, come on. Man, good to be back with you. I'm glad you tuned in. Tell a friend, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff, you know? Man, all right, let's get into this thing. I want to talk about, let me start off with a quote. That'll lead us into should have looked this up beforehand. I don't know who to attribute this quote to. Maybe you guys can help me out. But there's a quote, and I like this quote. It says, "Victory is always possible for those who refuse to stop fighting." Victory is always possible for those who refuse to stop fighting. As long as you in the fight, right? Right? As long as you in the fight, you got a chance. Right? Remember them video games? Body blow, body blow. Knock him out. Bing, ding, ding, ding. As long as you in the... You know, it don't take but one punch to knock somebody out, right? You ain't got to be the biggest and the baddest, right? You just got to be in the fight. What's the other one? It ain't the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog, right? How much fight do you have in you? You ain't got to be the biggest and the baddest, the bravest, right? Come on now. And what I'm alluding to is don't give up. Don't give up, no matter what circumstance. Don't just quit. Now, there are times where you need to cut your losses, but we'll touch on that. You know, I mean, there are some things that are futile. And you know. But we'll touch on that. But don't give up. Don't sell yourself short. Right? You're worth the time and the effort and the energy that it takes. You are. Gentlemen, as I always say, you are the prize, my friends. You're the prize. Right? Because you're the one that's going to put in all the work, the time, the effort, the energy, the attention, the money. You know, females want to think that they're the prize. They ain't the prize. They have a prize. Right? They have a prize, but they are not the prize. You know, they're the price. You got to pay to get the prize. You know, because it's all attached. And we talk about females, and I don't want to disparage females on this program. We don't do that here. We talk about females a great deal because they're a big part of our lives as men. You know, we have mothers, we have sisters, cousins, aunts, you know, female co-workers and friends, right? Girlfriends, lovers, wives, ex-wives, you know. But you get in a relationship with a female, there's always a price to pay. And that's why we talk about females. It's not that I'm disparaging females here. We talk about females, and I give you the warnings, I guess, if you want to say that. You know, I tell you what the price is, and you have to figure out for yourself whether you're willing to pay that price. Right? So, but don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on relationships. You know, if you're in a, you know, sometimes, you know, relationships go through ups and downs, and you might be going through a difficult time in a relationship, and maybe you just need to calm down a little bit, relax a little bit, and see it through. You know, so many people are so quick to quit everything. Oh, it ain't working out, and I, you know, or she says, I'm not happy, and then boom, she's gone. I know. I know that for a fact. Right? And by the time you figure it out, she's already gone. She was gone weeks or months ahead of that. She just hadn't left physically yet. She had already left mentally, emotionally. She was already out. Right? But don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on the relationships. You know, do the best you can with that. Don't, you know, there's, you know, again, you just have to figure out, you know, is the juice again worth the squeeze? Is it worth it to you? Is it worth it? But don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. You know, don't give up on that, you know, on that diet you're on, or that exercise program you're on, just because you're not seeing, you know, the results you might expect to see. Don't give up. Forge ahead. You know, reach down deep in yourself, and reach that next level. Get your second win. You know, I don't see how these marathon runners make it. You know, we used to have to run at a minimum 2 miles almost every day, you know, unless they had some kind of special thing they wanted to do for PT when I was in service, and PT physical training. But at a minimum, they was going to run your ass 2 miles. And I used to hate that. Jeez, Lord, what a passion. I hate running. Running for what? You know, the hell I need to be running for. Yeah, God, you see me running, you know something is chasing me, and you better start running too if you see me running. Because there's some big, bad, nasty right behind me. Right? But, you know, that's what they used to do. You was going to run 2 miles at a minimum, and I used to hate it. But these marathon runners, they're able to run, what is it, 26 miles is a marathon? You know, they reach down and grab a second and a third gear, right? And they keep on going, even once the physical pain, you know, and they starting to go, you know, from the physical pain to the mental anguish. It's a mental thing. They beat their own bodies mentally, even though they hurting, even though they struggling. I mean, there is conditioning involved. I'm not saying these people ain't old and fat like me, right? You know, most of these marathon runners are obviously, you know, they're most of them are real slight people, you know, real thin, or on the smaller side, you know. But that doesn't mean, you know, a bigger guy can't do it. You know, and they have these ultra marathons where, you know, where they run, you know, so many hundreds of miles over so many days or something like that. It's crazy stuff. But you have to be able to reach down mentally and keep on going. They don't give up. They keep going even after their body's breaking down. They keep going. They don't give up. Because I'm telling you, once you start that stuff, it's just all too easy to do it again and again and again. You know, it starts to become a habit in your life. You know, oh, that's not working out, so, you know, F it, you know. I'll just go do something else. You know, don't give up on yourself. Take that night course or something. You know. Go learn to paint. Learn another language. Don't think you're too old. Or you're not smart enough. Do it for yourself. Excuse me. Who cares what somebody else thinks? It's about you. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Always be striving to improve yourself. It don't have to be all at once. It can be little small little baby steps. Just don't ever give up on you. Take care of yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Get enough rest. Get enough exercise. Go out and get some fresh air. Take a walk. Read a book. All these things. Because we got some really tough times coming here, gentlemen. I don't know if y'all watching the news, but these people in control are trying to kick off a world war for real. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here at all. You know, I'm not trying to gaslight you. I would be surprised if it doesn't happen. Highly surprised. There's tough times coming. We're already seeing inflation at record levels in years and years. There's no end in sight. That's going to head into a recession and then probably into a depression. And then the country's in... If it goes into recession, it's in bad shape. We're going into a depression. It's all but just about over. Now, hopefully none of that will come true. Hopefully. I hope I'm wrong on all those. But that's why I'm saying don't give up. You know? You might be like me and be black-pilled, you know, and see it for what it is. But don't give up, you know. I don't give up. I still get up every day and, you know, have my routines and do my thing and enjoy the day. Because that's all we're given. We're only given today. We're not given tomorrow. You don't know what's happening tomorrow. You have no idea. You might not even be here tomorrow. You don't know. So that's what I'm saying. Don't give up on yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the moment. Don't give up. Do what's best for you. Don't worry about what other people are thinking, what other people are doing. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm not selling you a book or a program or private sessions. I'm not selling you shit. I'm only trying to get you to think for yourself so you can make the best decisions for what's best for your situation. That's all I care about. You know, this podcast, this program makes zero money. And, you know, if I wanted to monetize it, I guess I could. You know, I mean, there's lots of guys in the manosphere that are, you know, doing all of that, you know. That's why there's such turmoil in there right now, because, you know, everybody's talking about this person grifting and that one grifting and they don't have the receipts. And I'm like, receipts? How are any of y'all qualified? You know, just because you're a man? See, I come here and we have a conversation. I'm not professing to be any kind of expert, any kind of psychologist, psychiatrist, a doctor of any kind, an expert in any kind. I don't have any kind of formal education other than the same thing you got. You know, I went to school, middle school, high school, went to college, went in the military. You know, I've had some training in some technical areas. You know, got some certificates, you know, stuff like that. But that doesn't make me an expert, you know, at anything other than just living life, right? But these guys want to tell you how to have relationships. I'm trying to tell you how to be the best person you can be. And I'm not telling you, I'm suggesting. I'm giving you advice. And you can take it or leave it. And if you disagree with it, that's good too. I don't want you to give up. I want you to keep striving for excellence. I want you to keep striving to be the best person you can be. Because it's going to get tough. And you're going to need to be tough. And you don't want to give up then. That's when it's really going to count. It's really going to count. Just can't give in. You know, a lot of people, I see, you know, some men in long-term relationships or they're married, they basically just given up. They do pretty much whatever the wife wants, whenever the wife wants to do it. They just, you know, giving her control because it's easier, less arguments. They've resigned themselves, you know, to a beta role, even though they're the man in the relationship. Now, I'm not saying you got to be, I'm not saying they're cucks or anything like that. No, that's a different story. You know, that whole Will Smith thing, I think she's mentally and psychologically abusing him. It's what I think. That's why he acts erratic and does things he does. You know, does he deserve to be punished for what he did? Yeah, absolutely. You know. But he didn't do that on his own accord. He did that in reaction to her reaction. And he knew he needed to do something, otherwise he was going to hear about it later on. And he was going to have to face the consequences. So the best thing for him to do was to get up, slap Chris in the face, and start yelling obscenities at him. See, that way, you know, he could cover himself. So he wouldn't have to go home at the end of the night or, you know, and hear about it for the rest of his life from her. He's giving up. He's trying. I don't know if you've seen, there was a little video that she posted or somebody posted. I mean, she made it and it got out. I thought it was pretty disturbing. He's like, no, you don't just record me, you know. And then she's making all these, you know, snarky remarks to him about him. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's out on social media. What kind of person is that? That's supposed to be your husband, somebody you love, somebody you care about. And that's how you're going to do that person? That's control. That's manipulation. We've touched about that. We've talked about it. We've been on those subjects. Don't give up on yourself. Don't let somebody control you. Don't let somebody manipulate you. You need to be with one in control of your life, not somebody else. There are obviously things in your life you can't control, right? You have bosses, you have leaders, you have things, you know, the law, you know, you have things you have to answer to. That's just society. That's just the way civilization works. But the things that are in your control that you can maintain, you need to maintain those. Don't give those things up. Don't give up your rights. Don't give up your freedoms to the government. They're doing everything they can to take away your rights and your freedom so that they control everything. and then they can get you to do whatever they want you to do. And if you can't see that, you know, I'm not going to try and change your mind here on this show or on this podcast. I'll talk about it. I'll touch on it. But I'm not going to beat you over the head with it. I can't make you see what I see. You know, they want this world government. The New World Order. I know you heard of it. It's not a conspiracy. The leaders are out there saying it out in the open now. George Bush said it in the 90s. You know, that was not a conspiracy what he said. He said it. And now they're getting where they say it more and more and more. Out in the open. That's what they want. A world government. And in order to do that, everybody has to be subjugated. So, don't let your rights be taken away from you in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Control what you can control. Take care of yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Improve yourself. Love yourself, my friends, and love each other. Take care of one another. Look out for your brother. Are you your brother's keeper? Yeah, to a certain degree. To a certain degree, you should be looking out, you know. I'm not saying looking after or taking care of, but you should be looking out, you know, for your brother. You know what I'm saying? We should be, you know, trying to lift each other up, not tear each other down. All right, my friends. I believe that's all I got for that right now. All I got for today. Good to be back with you. I'll get another one out before the weekend. Take care, my friends. Have a good week. All right, enjoy your day. I have been James Rodney Lee Max, and you have been great. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.